Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder, the tripped out transcendental radio show here on Waiheke Radio.
The radio show
that can actually get you high.
Although if you happen to have dropped some acid about an hour ago, then that would help too.
Nevertheless, this is Mind Decoder, taking you Alice-like down the rabbit holes of your mind and bringing you a kaleidoscopic mix of psychedelia, krautrock, jack rock, space rock, hauntology, acid folk,
and music that simply slipped between the cracks, leaving only footprints in the sand for you to follow before they're washed away by the sea of dreary conformity, or whatever else it is they're playing on proper radio shows
this week. I have some nice surgically enhanced music lined up for you this Thursday evening, including tracks by Julian Cope, Funkadelic, Dutch Arts Collective, The Fall, Acid Folk Loveliness from the Trees, and some hauntological goings-on from the Moon Wiring Club, plus all sorts of stuff to
delight the ear and play with the senses,
all here until 11 o'clock, and brought to you by me, L.
It's a continuous mix, but as you know by now, I'll be back just about halfway through the show to bring you up to date with all of the tracks that have gone down here on Mind Decoder. And if you check out the podcast section of the Waiheke Radio website at waihekeradio.org.nz, you'll find a track listing to follow. Or if you check out the Mind Decoder blog site at minddecoderblogspot.co.nz,
you'll get all of that information and a whole lot more.
But for now, enough of listening to me.
Time to listen to some sounds instead. So,
make yourselves comfortable, dim the lights, turn the sound right up.
Maybe light a joss stick or a candle. Create a vibe. Suck hard. You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Please enjoy your trip.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit!
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
See the sky, there's nothing around but yellow, blue, green, and gold flying. The story's an old one, I know you can see the violets and yellows of the moon on the sea, and purple the color of infinity.
LSD-25, a derivative of lysergic acid, and currently the best known of the hallucinogens.
I hallucinated a fish that just came and swallowed the worm. And I said to myself, oh boy, this is it. This stuff is really as good as they say it is.
Drugs are going to flip a lot of people out.
What can scare you is that all structure can break down.
The groovy hallucinations and the colors.
Drugs are going to flip a lot of people out.
The United States government controls the manufacture and use of this drug in the interest of all the people.
It gets you out of that whole intellectual academic framework that you've been taught to be in all the years that you've gone to school.
Because we certainly think rebellion is a very healthy thing, and we like rebellion. And we think great changes in society come out of rebellion.
This kind of life makes them feel much better and more insightful.
I get up and make love and play the guitar and eat, go down to the beach and go swimming and occasionally write some things when I feel like writing.
We haven't done a very good job in the adult world with our crazy ideas about censorship, our crazy sexual attitudes.
Drugs are going to flip a lot of people out.
This stuff is really as good as they say it is.
Get up off your knees, my friend. Promise never to pretend. You're the apple of my eye. Spread your wings and learn to fly. All I know is you can be everything you want to be. Life is short, so don't be shy. 'Tis a joy is all you find. So love, so all for you. nothing I do. It's all for you. You can never be too sure what's always behind your door. Watch the people gather round. The circus has just come to town. All I know is I can be everything I want to be. Life is short, so don't be shy. Spread your wings and learn to fly. So love, so love, come into my world. It's all for you. Everything I do, it's all for you. So love, so
Mind. Thank you.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Once the sage Durvasa came to the capital of Kuntibhoja. He was famed throughout the world for his penance and meditations. He wanted to spend a few days with the king. The princess Kunti had been appointed by her father to attend to the wants of the sage. Indeed, the sage was so pleased with her that he wanted to grant her a boon. He summoned her to his presence and told her that he would teach her a certain incantation. If she recited it, any deva whom she thought of would come to her. She received the gift with the humility becoming the daughter of a king, and Durvasa went away. The child, she was hardly a girl, did not understand what Durvasa meant when he said that the heavenly being whom she invoked would come to her. She was as excited as a child with a new toy. It was early in the morning. Through the eastern window she could see the sun just rising. The east was drenched in the color of liquid gold. The waters of the river were lapping against the walls of the palace. It was an unforgettable scene. The sun and his soft beams, beams which had the coolness of the dawn, and the beautiful river with her path glowing with the red and gold of the rising sun. The scene touched the heart of the young girl. She lost herself in the beauty of that majestic vision. Kunti thought how wonderful it would be if the sun could be there by her side. In a flash, she remembered the mantra which the great Durvasa had taught her. Why, if she recited it, the sun would come to her. Yes, that was the way he said. He would come to her. The poor child, in blissful ignorance, held her palms together, palms which looked like a lotus bud, and invoked the sun with the incantation she had learned. She opened her eyes. A miracle was happening. Along the watery path of the river, the sun's rays traveled fast. She was blinded by a sudden brilliance. And then Surya, the sun god, stood by her side. He stood looking at her with a smile of teasing amusement. Kunti was now extremely pleased with the success of her incantation. She smiled a sweet, happy smile. "Sage Durvasa said it would work," she said. "I stood looking at you rising in the east. The scene was so beautiful, and you were so beautiful that I wanted you to come here. So I recited the incantation which had taught me by the sage. You have come. How wonderful!" The sun was still smiling. He said, "Now that I have come, what do you want me to do?" "Why, nothing," said Kunti. "I just thought of you and imagined how wonderful it would be if you were here beside me. That is all." "That is not all," said the deva. "It is evident that you did not find any meaning in the words of the sage when he taught you the incantation. He said that any god whom you invoked would come to you. Is that not so?" "Yes," said the princess, not following his words at all. "Can you not see," said the god, "that it means that the god will embrace you and give you a son as beautiful as the god whom you have summoned?" The princess was bewildered. She did not know what to do or what to say. "I did not know it," she said. "I had no idea that the words meant this. Please forgive me this childishness. Please go away and save me from shame." "But that is impossible," said the god. "Once I am summoned by you, I cannot go back until I take you. You must have me. You cannot escape the power of mantra, which you have used unthinkingly."
I'm getting high and flying in a fire flames, really burning, and I'm loving it.
listening to Mind Decoder. On Waiheke Radio. 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 On Waiheke Radio.
Thank you.
Mind Decoder.
Mind
Decoder. Mind
Decoder.
Mind Mind Decoder.
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 End of part one. Intermission.
Julian Cope, of course, with the lovely Girl Call from 1995's 20 Mothers, which was released nearly 20 years ago now. And yeah, I remember the day I bought it, like yesterday. You're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station. My name is Elle, and I've briefly interrupted the show to bring you up to date with the tunes and give you time to pump up the pillows.
Got the show started with Hawkwind and Silver Machine, of course, from 1972.
Give them something they can sing along to. That's my motto here on Mind Decoder. None of your elitist nonsense.
So I followed that with the opening track from the only album by The Fall, the Dutch arts collective that painted much of London in the late 60s, and that was Flyer from their only album, Fall. And I followed that with BDI. I know, but I think So Love there from the new album is very fine indeed.
I played a track called Im Jahr Trau. The title track to the album Im Jahr Trau, Reprisen und Instrumental Stück, or at least something very similar to that, from the Austrian artist who goes by the name of Jahr Trau. And then a little something from Crispian Mills of Kulishaker, reading from the Mahabharata.
As one of the bonus tracks on the Hey Dude single that came out in 1996.
From there, a classy B-side from Unit 4 Plus 2 with the flip side to their final and much unbought single, 330 from 1969.
I played some lovely acid folk from The Trees with The Garden of Jane Delaney from their 1970 release of the same name.
Brazilian sound artist Liz Christine with a piece called Rain from her most recent album, Sweet Mellow Cat.
And finally, Julian Code with Girl Core. And that was part one of the show. You're listening to Mind Decoder with me, L, and there's plenty more to come here on the show in part two,
featuring a 40-minute meditational piece by Swedish freeform ambient artist Pavement Saw.
Come back.
The classic Maggot Brain by Funkadelic, and some gorgeous noise from Japanese duo Afri Rampo, a truly multinational show for a forward-thinking, switched-on audience.
We're all thinking...
What?
But it's alright, because you're listening to Mind Decoder. Check out the blog site at Mind Decoder, or one word, at blogspot.co.nz. But for now, let's
return to the show.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission, part two.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time. For y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
Mind decoder.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio.
listening to Mind Decoder. Coda, 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 coda.
In the introduction to Being in Time, Heidegger sets out his reasons for positing that the question of being is the most fundamental of all, requiring close examination, despite the commonly held presuppositions that being is A, the most universal concept, B, indefinable, and C, self-evident. Heidegger, in fact, points out that these presuppositions, far from providing a complete answer, instead suggest that more attention should be given to this fundamental aspect of philosophy. Heidegger suggests that it is precisely because being in everyday life seems so self-evident and yet indefinable is precisely why we should examine it, i.e. the self-evident, Kant's covert judgments of common sense, is the business of philosophers. We must examine that which is familiar or ordinary to us and realize that it is not quite so self-evident, i.e. realize its phenomenon. And the most self-evident, difficult to clarify, indefinable of all being, is being itself. Heidegger states that in order for an entity to have meaning for us, we must have some understanding of it. Thank you.
listening to Mind Decoder. Thank you.
Mind Decoder.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
On Waiheke Radio. 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 On Waiheke Radio.
Bye. What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
You're listening to Mind Decoder, Coder, 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 Coder,
Listening to Mind Decoder.
Sun shines through the curtain lace of clouds upon the mountain, and the trees stand pirouetting in the mirror of my mind. I can hear the wind around me, and I feel your love surround me. Now the mountains echo memories of the light from the sun that has been swallowed silently by time. The beauty of the world spreads far before my eyes, and above me in the wide blue sky a sparrow softly flies. Could all of this have just happened, or is what they tell me true? How the world was created by love that is perfect, by the beautiful and holy hand of you. I've heard that you are real God, and now I know it's true, because I now can feel the happiness of knowing you. The glory of all nature is just a reflection of you. The peace and the stillness of the forest is now inside me, because you're inside me.
Is there anybody out there? There is. Wasn't that lovely? That was a track called Simply God by Marge Snyder from her album A Time of Peace, released in 1971 when she was just 17.
And before that, the mighty Glabella Astrala from Sweden's Pavement Saw, all 40 minutes of it. That was the ever-expanding, cosmically looped one that I presume you lost yourselves in and didn't just give up and go to bed. So. And for that Japanese duo, Afri Rampo,
Oni and Pika, who managed to make all of that noise using just a guitar and drums. And that was called Umi from their final album, We Are Uchunoko, released in 2010. And before that, kicking off part two of the show, Funkadelic
with Maggot Brain from 1971's album of the same name,
featuring the Stone Cold and Gone guitar solo from Eddie Hazel. And that was Your Mind Decoder. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next Thursday evening to do it all again. Do join me then. In the meantime, why not check out the Mind Decoder blog site at Mind Decoder.
All one word.
At blogspot.co.nz
for all of that information and quite a bit more.
Or check out the Mind Decoder podcast at
whyhickeyradio.org.nz, where you can listen to the show again or even download it if that truly is your wish.
Thank you for your time. I hope you go to bed a lot more psychedelically clearer. My name's Elle.
Good night.
Waiheke Radio.
For Waiheke Radio schedules and information, check www.waihikiradio.org.nz.